All right, welcome listeners and welcome to our third instalment of the Australasian Fluid Mechanics Society podcast. I'm Justin Leontini and today I'm joined by Dr. Jisheng Zhao from Monash University. So welcome, Jisheng.
Thank you, Justin.
All right, so Jisheng's been in Australia for a number of years after doing PhD at Monash, spending a little bit of time out in industry and then back to Monash as a postdoc on a couple of Australian Research Council projects. He's currently an Australian Research Council DECRA Fellow, so an Early Career Research Fellow. And Jisheng, you recently gave a seminar to the AFMS. Can you tell us what the title of that seminar was and a little bit about the work that you were discussing?
Yeah, I presented a talk on, actually the title is Active Control of Flow-Induced Vibration of a Circuit Cylinder. This is a fundamental study, which is funded by the ARC DECRA Fellowship. And in this work, I presented some fundamentals of the topic, the subject, flow-induced vibration. First, I introduce what is the problem and why it's important. And then I talk about some recent progress using active control method.
Right. So I think there's a series of phrases there that I'd like to unpack a little bit. So you've spoken about flow-induced vibration, and then you've also spoken about active control. So maybe if we could do those two in order. What is flow-induced vibration?
Flow-induced vibration is a phenomena arising from the fluid structure interaction. It's a couple phenomena. So it's a complicated and non-linear dynamic due to the interaction between the solid and the fluid.
Right. So basically the interaction between a flowing fluid and an elastic solid structure.
Yep, that's right.
Cool.
And we can find its importance in a wide variety of engineering applications, not just from scientific interest point of view. So for example, we can find this phenomenon in oil rigs or the wind turbine structures, the wind turbine tower or bridges or high-rise buildings. So it is an important phenomena. So as an engineer or as a scientist, we want to understand the dynamics, and also we want to model, characterize, and predict, and try to find a control method to control
it. So I guess that feeds into the second part of what you were discussing about the active control. So what do you mean by active control, and how were you doing it in the study that you did?
Well, active control actually means that we need to supply some energy to the system to disturb or to modify the coupling between the fluids and the structure. And on the other hand, we have passive control methods. For example, people can can modify the surface of the structure. For example, you can add on elements on the surface of a cylindrical structures, and then they can introduce a perturbation to the flow so that you can control the vibration without the input of energy.
Right. So active control is you're pushing on something to try to get it to do something that you want.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. So is that just a method of trying to kill the vibration that you've been discussing?
In terms of control, actually, there are two folded targets that we were looking at. The first one, we want to attenuate or suppress the structural undesirable structural vibration. But on the other hand, from energy harvest point of view, if we can enhance the structural vibration, potentially we can extract renewable energy from the phenomena of flow-induced vibration.
Yeah, right. So I find that a really interesting fact here, right? That depending on what you're doing, you can basically take the same phenomena, take something that was previously seen as a purely destructive thing to happen, and instead of just trying to suppress it, you can deliberately try to harness that to do something useful, you know, to extract energy. I think that's a really really cool outcome of doing what may be considered fairly sort of traditional engineering, right? Like, you know, trying to stop vibration. Suddenly you find a way that you can generate power. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's right. We can utilize the mechanical vibration and convert it into electrical energy to power our modern world.
Yeah.
Desert Isle type.
Wow. Yeah. So going from, you know, as you said, from a, you know, fundamental fluid mechanics study, you know, looking at fluid structure interactions to suddenly being able to think about designing, you know, unique and novel devices that can harness power. That's a great story.
I think there's a lot of advantages with this technology as well. For example, the space, you don't need to have a huge space as a wind turbine. And also you can have VRV phenomena in at low speed flows or shallow water currents, things like that.
Right. So suddenly you've got a technique to be able to access energy that you couldn't get to before with a turbine.
Yep. So you can find it useful maybe in rivers or shallow shores or platforms, something like that. So,
great. Look, I guess talking about getting things from places where you wouldn't normally, how have you found your way into where you are? Can you give us a little bit of a brief history of how you have found your way into fluid mechanics?
Yeah, I would say there's a long journey and not a straight line for myself. I finished my undergraduate study in Beijing. And then after that, I worked as a mechanical engineer with an airline company, doing maintenance jobs, and then have a dream to become a scientist. That's why I decided to explore the opportunity. And then that's why I have found the opportunity at Monash. I finished my PhD in 2012. I didn't work as a postdoc straightforward. I joined a consulting company doing wind tunnel testing for high-rise building models and landscapes, bridges, all these infrastructure projects. I liked scientific research. So when I got the opportunity, I came back to, I returned to Monash to work on two ARC DP projects. So that's how I started the active control of a flow interface vibration. I was awarded a DECRA in 2020. So I've been working on this. Yeah.
Fantastic. So, you know, I think this is this seems to be a recurring theme on this AFMS podcast, is the torturous sort of journeys that people take. But I think also this theme that people end up back in this field because of the creativity and the thinking that is required to solve these sort of tricky problems. And, you know, to hear you going from, you know, traditional engineering, from, you know, aero engineering to postgraduate study to wind engineering consultancy, and now working on, you know, active control and potentially designing new and novel, you know, energy harvesting devices. I think it's a great story and a great journey so far. And I hope it continues for you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. So to everyone else listening, I hope you've learned a little bit more about, you know, active control and about flow-induced vibration, especially cylindrical structures, and how that is not necessarily a destructive thing. We can harvest that destructive energy to do something useful. Jisheng and all of our presentations are available on the AFMS website. If you go to afms.org.au, you can also find us on our YouTube channel. You can also see us on Twitter with the handle FluidsANZ.